My name is Russell Smith. I'm a head and neck surgeon in Jacksonville, Florida. And today we're going to talk about thyroid nodules and cancer and talk about the role of molecular profiling and how it may influence surgery. And so I'm going to go ahead and get us started with an overview, and then we have a great set of speakers that are going to follow, and then we'll try to tie this all together with some cases at the end. I don't have any disclosures. And so kind of my objectives are to just talk about an overview of thyroid nodule assessment. And then from there, we'll have our speakers talk about the molecular testing options available and their clinical utility. We'll talk about some unique applications of molecular testing, and then we'll go through some case presentations. So as we think about seeing a patient with a thyroid nodule, sometimes they come in with only a palpable nodule. Sometimes they'll have other symptoms. Sometimes they'll have functional disorders. And all those things will influence how we approach the patient. Obviously, all these patients are going to have a physical exam, and they're all going to have an ultrasound. But beyond that, then we have to start thinking about how we're going to stratify patients that potentially need surgery due to the risk of malignancy. And so part of that is kind of a combination of use of ultrasound as well as the use of fine needle aspiration biopsy. So the ATA stratification system is well recognized. It goes through a ultrasonographic characterization of nodules, and it's really a composition of findings that are important to look through. And so we can see nodules that are purely anechoic and cystic don't require biopsy because they essentially have no risk of malignancy. We can see that nodules that have some characteristics that become slightly more worrisome, then we have to start thinking about biopsy, but only when they become larger lesions. And then when we get into the more indeterminate lesions or the highly suspicious lesions, then both the combination of the ultrasound characteristics and the fine needle aspiration can help us guide and predict the risk of malignancy. In addition to the ATA system, many institutions are now starting to see the radiology department use TIRADS as a rating system for ultrasound interpretation for thyroid nodules. This system, I think, is still a very good system. I think it's a little bit more complex because it requires some computation. And the one thing that bothers me about this system to some degree is sometimes the size of the nodule gets lost. And so they'll come up with a very high TIRADS score for a 6-millimeter nodule. And sometimes the recommendation comes out that those nodules need to be biopsied and not observed. Bethesda is important for us to have a good grasp on in regards to understanding the risk stratification that goes along with the cytology. You can see that there's a frequency that should go along with each category, and there should also be a risk of malignancy that goes along with that every category. And if you look, the vast majority of our biopsies that we do should be benign biopsies. And overall, the risk of malignancy when someone has a benign FNA should be very low, 0 to 3%. When we do get that biopsy that says it's malignant, that should be very definitive. And so your rate of malignancy with a malignant FNA, that patient should have thyroid cancer almost 95 to 99% of the time. Now, the group that really gives us trouble and potentially where molecular testing plays a role is for the patients that have these indeterminate biopsies that either fall into Category 3 or Category 4 of the Bethesda system. You can see they're not that common that we should have that result, but we can see we have a varying risk of malignancy of somewhere between 5 and 30%. And I'd say most people with Category 3 FNAs don't probably have an institutional rate of malignancy of 5%. Most people probably see somewhere between 12 to 15% for that Class 3 biopsy. Now, as we think about the discussion, we also need to think about some changes that have went along with the classification system of thyroid neoplasia. And so the work of Nikki Firoff looking at the follicular variants, the encapsulated follicular variants of papillary thyroid cancer, classifying them into groups of being encapsulated invasive versus non-invasive, led to a new staging system or a new classification tumors called NIFP. And this is an important distinction because when patients have the criteria of a tumor that meets the classifications of NIFP, they really act more like a benign lesion than they do a malignant lesion. But historically, as we look at some of the data that will be discussed today, these patients were potentially within the groups that would have had FNAs and potentially had molecular profiling as part of their assessment. And so as we think about having an indeterminate cytology, typically the next step is diagnostic surgery. So we've done all we can with ultrasound. We've done all we can with needle biopsy. We have an indeterminate result. We have a risk of malignancy that's potentially somewhere between 18 to 30%. And so these patients get diagnostic surgery. And so with this, we can potentially have some unwanted outcomes. We're going to have a host of patients that are going to have benign disease and underwent unnecessary surgery just to establish a diagnosis. The other problem we're going to have is typically the diagnostic surgery is going to be a lobectomy. And so for some patients who've had a lobectomy, we'll get a malignant pathology from the diagnostic surgery, and depending upon the characteristics of their tumor, they're going to have a second operation to have definitive surgical therapy for their thyroid cancer. And so that gets us to the point of what is the role of molecular testing? And so today we have a great panel. Lynn Yip's my co-moderator with me. She's from Pittsburgh and does endocrine surgery at Pittsburgh. And she's going to present cases today at the end to try to tie this together. Jen Marty's at Cornell, and she's going to talk about the Afirma platform in regards to molecular testing. Michael Yeh is from UCLA. He's also in endocrine surgery, and he's going to talk about ThyroSeq and ThyGenX, Thyramir. Eric Alexander is actually here in Boston as an endocrinologist, and he's going to talk about some unique applications of molecular testing. And then Jonathan Russell from Hopkins is going to finish up and kind of give the con argument. And does molecular testing really help?